should talk before your nails get too long and your hair comes across your face. About the steps in the wrong direction, but your mind at ease. She got so close that you ran her off, and that was the right thing to do. You loved that girl, it was yourself you couldn't stand.
And joining us right now at PMP Network is the new lead singer of a group called Feather Merchants, Shannon Kennedy. I had not been familiar with this group, and in fact had never heard of it, but I got a copy of their new album called Unarmed Against the Dark, and it is a wonderful CD. All the way from the Way Home, which starts it off. It's a great song and a great album. And your voice is one of the better ones I've heard in rock. Nice stuff.
Wow, thank you very much. That's great.
I mean, right from the beginning, you bagged me.
Excellent.
And it's interesting here. I mean, I I'm not familiar with the group, so I didn't hear their first CD with a different vocalist. But how did you end up in the band?
I actually answered an ad in the Village Voice.
Really?
Yeah, in New York City. It was the ad. It kind of reached to me with some of the influences that they talked about. It definitely was music that I, you know, have in my collection.
Uh huh. What did the ad say? Do you remember?
It said they were looking for a female lead vocalist. It talked about, mentioned October Project. It mentioned Dead Can't Dance. It talked about Lilith Fair.
The first thing I noticed, at least my own take on the thing, was listening to the first song, I heard Natalie Merchant rolling in my brain. Has anybody told you that you sound like her?
Yeah, many, many people.
Yeah, nothing wrong with sounding like Natalie Merchant either.
No, not at all.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what was it like working with these guys? Tell me a little bit about the guys in the group.
Sure.
You know.
The man behind the mission is Pete Veru. He's the main songwriter.
And he's a former junk bond salesman.
Yeah, he is, definitely. Yeah, this is his second life.
Hmm.
He plays guitar and actually a couple other instruments, a couple different kinds of instruments on the record. The two other guys, the Jim Chapdelaine and John Peckman. John Peckman is the drummer. Jim Chapdelaine is lead guitar player. He also produced the record. Those two, honestly, are, you know, two of the funniest guys that I've ever met. So that's a huge bonus. I mean, they're wonderful musicians and they're very, very easy to get along with. They were wonderful as I was learning all the material from, you know, the back catalog and then the new songs. They were really encouraging and easy to be around and very patient. And it's really been a great experience. They're very good musicians, and it's kind of, you know, when you're so good at what you do, I think your, you know, egos, I think, are gone, you know, and you just really enjoy music and you enjoy other people and you enjoy collaborating. And it really shows through what they do.
Well, Jim is nationally known as a producer, and in fact, I'm sure maybe you've seen it in his house. He's got an Emmy for writing and producing for the PBS documentary Making of Amistad. So,
yeah, he carries that around with him, actually.
Yeah, I would think that he does, yeah, in his suitcase.
No, I've never seen it. I should ask him, though.
But, you know, he's got some good pedigree there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he's. I like when we're rehearsing and we're kind of all in a circle, I like to just watch his fingers play guitar, actually.
Well,
he's a really amazing guitar player.
The CD is actually on a label called Innocent 12th Street Records.
Right.
Now, is that the Feather Merchant's own brand?
It is, yeah. It's Pete Veru's label.
Right. But now most people would be saying, well, yeah, that's a local guy. He's not going to, but which is amazing to me is that Ryko Distribution has picked it up and is going to start distributing it July 8th.
Yeah, July 8th is the day. Yeah.
So, I mean, with having Ryko behind you, folks, you'll be all over the country.
Definitely. We've actually, there's some listening stations that we're going to be in, and yeah, we're really excited.
I think that, at least basically from my standpoint, when I get about 80 or 90 CDs a week to review, and I listen to only the first few seconds of the CD, that's all I can do because I don't have time.
Right.
And a lot of people do that at listening stations as well. And this thing from the first song is very, very strong.
Oh, that's excellent. That's great to hear.
Hey, there's a nice song in there called Daffodils, written by some someone we know.
Yeah, I know that girl.
Yeah. Do you write a lot of your own music as well?
I do, yeah. Yes, I do. But I was so excited to get that, to be able to put that on. And I really like what Jim did with it. He put a little bit of a different take to it, and we changed the ending a little bit from how I had written it originally. But I'm really happy with the way it came out. I had a really good time doing the backing vocals.
Do you hope to, in the next CD, to write more?
Yeah, I would love to, definitely. And, you know, Pete's wonderful. He's very open to that. So we are going to start writing together more.
Where are you from, Shannon?
I grew up in Pennsylvania. I grew up in northeast Pennsylvania, a little town called Clark Summit. It's right outside of Scranton.
And when did you get involved in music? How old were you when you started?
I was pretty little. I used to go to all the neighbors' houses and sing the Brady Bunch theme. That was my big number.
You want to do that for us now?
Not really.
Well, we're the neighbors. Welcome to my neighborhood.
Yeah, I would go knock on their door and I tell them I had a song to sing to them. I think I was 5 when I started doing that.
Really? Now, did you begin taking like organized voice lessons or music lessons?
I was always in choir, and we had a very strong strong director, and so I think I learned most of it there. You know, I think that's how I learned to harmonize, you know, because now I can do all that by ear, and I think it was always from doing a lot of that in choir. I did end up taking a couple semesters at college worth of vocal lessons.
When did you realize that you had a gift? Or have you realized that yet?
Yeah, I don't know. I never, I just think I feel blessed to just have such a passion. You know, there's so many people that I think just don't have a passion for something, and I've just always loved singing. And I do feel like anyone can sing, like, you know, just sing in the car, sing in the shower. I mean, it's such a fun release.
So I understand that you're going to be doing a concert in the shower coming up?
Absolutely, with the Brady Bunch theme.
Yeah, that would be, that probably would be a big seller.
It might be.
You know, we're in Boston, and of course, with your last name, you'll be a huge act here.
Yeah, I know. I can't wait to play there. One of my very good friends lives up there, so
because when you go on stage, instead of using your Natalie Merchant or actually the Shannon Kennedy voice, you may want to actually speak like this on the stage. I'm Shannon Kennedy, and I'm related to the Kennedys of Massachusetts. If you talk like that, you'll be really a huge success.
You do that well, actually.
Well, thank you very much.
Have you been practicing that?
No, it's required if you live in Massachusetts to be able to speak like that. Jay Kennedy requires it of all citizens.
Yes.
You know, you have to be able to do a Kennedy impression or you can't live here. Or you can say the Harvard Yard thing, but I don't like that.
So. Yeah, I like the Yard.
Yeah.
I like that.
Now, were you in a band before this?
I was, yeah. I've been in, I lived in Philadelphia for about 6 years, and I was in a couple bands there.
My condolences.
I like Philly. What's wrong with Philly?
Yeah, you have the 76ers and, you know, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, we're jealous here in Boston of everybody else, so.
Yeah, that's true. You guys do have that city envy.
We had, you know, you had Dr. J. We didn't. We had Larry Bird.
So. You did, yeah.
Yeah. Are you a sports fan at all?
I'm not. My brothers were really into sports, and they were very good at it, which is, I think, is why I wanted to sing. Do something a little different.
What inspires you to write? You talk about writing music. Is it incidents? Is it feelings, emotions that come in your head? What is it that starts a song?
I think for me, it's definitely, I definitely like playing with words. I like to, you know, I'm definitely someone that needs to express. I'm certainly not a quiet person. You know, I think if you asked anyone, they would say I was a little on the loud and talkative side. So I think it really just became a way when no one was around. I had to get it out somehow. So it all kind of went down in the journal. My dad still is a huge jazz fan, so I know that played a big influence on me when I was growing up in terms of phrasing and just, you know, being passionate when you're singing, being really there in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's just, I mean, the first song I ever wrote, I was 9, and it was called Shut Up, Shannon, so you can only imagine what... Well, I went from there.
Yeah, I still have songs I wrote when I was a kid, too. They don't hold up well over time.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Mm. You can always do a remix.
Now, are you single or married?
I'm single.
Are you? Do you date guys in the biz?
I did, yeah. I definitely did. But not now. My current main squeeze is a photographer.
He's a photographer?
Yeah.
So are we going to expect some good shots of you in the next CD?
Yeah, well, actually, he did all of the cover art for Unarmed Against the Dark.
Really?
Yeah, and we are, actually, I'm with Pete Veru and Sean Gallagher right now. We're on our way to shoot a video in Hartford, which should be really fun.
Who's directing the video?
Ed McEwen. And we're doing the song Dan, which is the third track. I'm not sure if you...
Which song are you going to do a video for?
Dan, the third track.
Which one?
Dan.
Dan, yeah, that's a nice song.
Yeah, track number three, yeah. That's actually about Pete's grandfather.
Is that what it's about?
Yeah.
My dad's name was Dan, and my son's name's Dan, so...
Oh, wow.
I kind of like the name of the song.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, I played it for my son. He's like, yeah, right, that's nice.
How old is he?
He's not 11 years old.
Oh, okay,
He didn't connect with it well.
Yeah, it's a little too mellow for him.
The age of the folks who go to your concerts, what's the average person that comes to see the Feather Merchants perform?
I would say mid-20s and on up.
Right.
I think we're definitely more on the adult contemporary side.
Now, do you guys have a website where people can track what you're doing?
We do, yeah, and it's getting better and better every day, actually. We're adding a lot of content to it. It's just www.feathermerchants.com.
And it's just feathermerchants, that's one word, .com.
Right, feathermerchants, one word.
Now, are you going to be touring? Are you touring right now after this video thing?
I think we will. As soon as July 8th, like we said, is the big day. And then we're playing our CD release in New York City. And then
at the Mercury Lounge, folks out there in New York City, yeah. That's July 8th.
Mercury Lounge, which is a great venue. They have a great sound, and there's lots of good energy in there from all of the amazing people that have played there. And then we're going to Philly 2 days after that. I know we're going to make it up to Portland, Maine at one point. So we're trying to get all those ducks in a row to be.
You guys are doing the right thing. I know you have a PR firm working for you because that's how we found out about you. Who pays for all this? Is this like a group contribution that pays for all this stuff and invests in the group?
No, it's more the man behind the mission.
The what?
It's more the man behind the mission. Pete Veru is definitely the driving
force. Pete's the money guy?
Yeah.
He's selling junk bonds and Feather Merchants now?
Yeah.
These are probably worth more than the ones he used to sell.
We can only hope.
The CD is called Unarmed Against the Dark, and if you want more information, you can go to feathermerchants.com, and don't forget on July 8th, it'll be released officially at a party at the Mercury Lounge in New York City, and it will be available all over the place from Ryko Distribution. So go to your local CD store or go to Amazon or wherever you like to buy your CDs and pick this up. It's got my personal recommendation. If you like 100,000 or 10,000 Maniacs or whatever they are, but the inflation is 100,000 now, I think. The same kind of voice as Natalie as Shannon's got a voice that's beautiful and also can change a little bit too. I noticed you're singing a few different styles on the CD as well.
Yeah, and that's definitely one of the fun parts for me. Mix it up a little. The last song I think is definitely taking my voice to a different place.
Ursuline.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's a nice CD. I like it a lot, and I recommend everybody go out there and buy one and listen to it and mellow out and enjoy it. And Shannon, it's a pleasure talking to you. And I predict that you guys are gonna be huge. And then when I try to get you back on, you'll say, "Oh, I'm too busy for him."
All right, absolutely. Thank you so much for your time. It was great to talk to you.
Take care.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.